stay inside. There's a marathon.
Now, 7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Marathon Turkey Thanksgiving / being thankful, being happy, go lucky.
Yeah.
Broadcast on the air. Jennifer Horn wishes you a happy Thanksgiving. Roberta Fasanelli wishes you a happy Thanksgiving. Rich McFadden wishes you a happy Thanksgiving. Ken Kessler, all the folks that are on my staff here, Michael Fortier, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving for the turkeys, the White House. Every year there's some kind of controversy now that PETA gets in on the act. The pardoning of turkeys, and the PETA folks will say, they shouldn't eat turkeys.
Every turkey should be pardoned.
Right, yeah. Exactly. All right,
hey, so I tried tofurkey this week. It's not so bad. Not so bad. If you
it tastes like turkey?
No, it tastes like tofu.
Like tofu.
But it's not bad.
I remember being on the air on Thanksgiving Day in Washington, and the studios were at 1400 Pennsylvania Avenue that I was in, which is two blocks down from the White House. And the folks from PETA brought me up a Thanksgiving meal, which I had about 8 o'clock in the morning. And it was tofu turkey, another thing. It was very good, very tasty. But that was I think I had not really paid much attention to PETA before that. But they got my attention by bringing me a meal. And I talked to them on the air a little bit here and there about why it wasn't fair to raise those nice turkeys and then to kill them all to be eaten. They thought that was a horrible thing. So that was my first really foray into dealing with PETA. Now, having said that, they're all over this turkey pardoning thing has been going on for a long time. So what's the latest wrinkle on that, Jennifer?
It was even weirder this year, Dougie. It wasn't just about pardoning a turkey. The White House came up with this weird kind of competition. They introduced two turkeys, caramel and popcorn. Mm-hmm. Not caramel popcorn, by the way. Both turkeys, one named caramel, one named popcorn. And they put it up on the White House website, and then they encouraged visitors to get to know the turkeys. They had like a profile about what kind of music they liked. Just for the record, caramel's a Lady Gaga fan, while popcorn prefers Beyonce. They put up their stats, their measurements, and then they let people vote on which one would be the national White House turkey of the year. It's like a beauty pageant for turkeys.
A beauty pageant for turkeys.
Yeah, now people misunderstood this, because this is weird. This is a weird idea. People misunderstood this, though, on social media this week, Twitter and Facebook. People were really upset, thinking that this was like a Hunger Games kind of thing, like if the loser would be put to death. Both of them received pardons, so that's okay. They're both gonna live for now. I'm sure that's not a long-term guarantee. Mm-hmm. But they will live for now. But people thought on Facebook that they were going to, like, pit them against each other. Just to, one would win and live, and one would lose and die. It wasn't explained very
well. Well, that's why the social media went bananas.
I know. Funny that the voting for that worked on the White House website.
I'll put it that way. All right, Jack Stockwell, Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to join us with some Thanksgiving advice and health information. But first, there is a flock of feral turkeys causing problems.
Flock of feral turkeys
causing problems for residents of Staten Island. The story also, all of these things, by the way, at DougSteffen.com today. The White House story, the CBS 60 Minutes story, the feral turkey story. So what's that? That's your neck of the woods, Roberta.
Yeah, there's been turkeys hanging around New York City for a while now. I mean, I remember seeing one in Lower Manhattan. I was down by Battery Park, and I'm going, is that a turkey? But indeed, there are feral turkeys that are kind of hanging around. And in Staten Island, they've been causing quite a problem, because you'll get groups of like 50 of them, and they make a mess over people's lawns. They eat up people's gardens. They just totally mess up traffic, because they'll, you know, just willy-nilly walk into the middle of the street and go, yes, hello, here I am now. Nobody wants to hit them. So they actually have, they've rounded up.
I find that hard to believe.
Right? They've rounded up a whole bunch of them, and they actually kind of kill them off, but they don't know if they're good to eat or not, because they feel, you know, the turkeys are eating pesticides and stuff. And
they're tough.
New York turkeys. We don't know if they're good to eat or not, but they are definitely rounding them up and getting rid of a whole bunch of them. But the interesting is that by the 1950s, the turkeys were basically almost, you know, wiped out. And now there's millions and millions and millions of them. So that's why they feel that they can.
Millions of them?
Millions of turkeys.
On Staten Island?
No, all throughout the U.S.
Oh, there are. Yeah, we have hundreds of them here on the farm.
Yeah, they're just all over the place. They were wiped out. They were just by the 1950s, they were almost totally wiped out.
Yeah. I wonder why they, what the resurgence is. Why are they enjoyed, if that's the right word, the resurgence?
But what's really interesting that they've done some genetic testing on these turkeys, and they're finding they're not completely feral turkeys. There's some, like, domesticated turkey mixed in there. So they're really kind of reluctant to round them up and then re-release them into the wild because they're not sure, you know, how genetically that'll affect all the other turkeys. So, you know, you might have turkeys knocking at your back door asking for handouts.
Lovely. All right.
So that's if you go into Battery Park, you'll see turkeys down there. It's amazing.
13 past the hour, Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us for a Thanksgiving visit in a moment here on Good Day.
The following conversation will be heard in many homes this week. Honey, want to go to Kohl's starting at 8 p.m. Thursday for exclusive in-store only specials? Like a 32-inch TV for $139.99, diamond earrings for $89.99, or Xbox 360 for $139.99 while supplies last? Okay, why did I eat so much pie? Shop Kohl's Black Friday starting 8 p.m. Thursday.
Store hours may vary by location. See store or Kohl's.com for details. Quantities limited. Limit one per customer. Some discounts may not apply. No rain checks.
Remember that thing you spent hours waiting in line for last Black Friday? That thing that's probably still in the box? That thing that in no way rocked your world? Well, not this year. Get down to Guitar Center this Black Friday for insane deals on the most awesome music gear known to man. Like a soprano ukulele for just $25. And a kick-ass Yamaha portable keyboard for just $69. Get these and many more deals this weekend only at Guitar Center's Black Friday sale. Doors open at 6 a.m.
This Black Friday, nobody's busting out the doorbusters like Sears. Starting 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday, you can save 40% or more on appliance supervise on great brands like Kenmore. Plus, use your Sears card and get 10% in points to spend on anything in the store. Sears doorbusters start 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday. Don't miss Black Friday at Sears.
10% in points on first $1,000 spend and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 1/31/14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hey, neighbor, do you have any tools for hanging decorations?
Oh, I can do better than tools. I can do half off almost anything $30 or less this Saturday.
Half off?
Yeah.
Wait, so $30 would be $15? $20?
Yep, you got it.
Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. Stop by Saturday, November 30th only and get 50% off one regular price item under $30 with coupon. Visit acehardware.com to print the coupon. Limit one per household. Must present coupon to redeem offer. See coupon for restrictions.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware tools.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
If you have readers on your holiday gift list, don't miss Barnes & Noble's biggest Black Friday sale ever. This Friday, get the best prices on our best-selling Nook e-readers and tablets. Take home Nook Simple Touch for just $39. And get the brilliant Nook HD tablet for as little as $79. You save $50. Hurry in this Friday to your local Barnes & Noble for the best gifts for everyone on your list, while supplies last.
Quarter after the hour at Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here to visit with us. He is one of only 24 NUCA board-certified doctors here in America. He has cut a swath for himself in Salt Lake City and around the country as being an expert in lots of different things when it comes to food, nutrition, special items that keep your spine. That's what NUCA chiropractic is all about, your neck and your spine. So he also has a website, jackstockwell.com, and a special monthly newsletter called the Forbidden Doctor Newsletter. And in that, he presents lots of, I suppose, controversial, non-conventional points of view. So I wonder, from that point of view, not to overuse the phrase, what is it that you advise people when it comes to Thanksgiving and overeating? You're always talking about the gut. If you have a healthy gut, you're going to have a healthy body. So if all of the things, Thanksgiving by design is an attack on your system, an attack on your stomach.
You know, it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. Now, you know, any time of holiday, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, July 4th, cookouts, all this stuff, we're going to be throwing into the body a crazy mixture of fats and carbohydrates and proteins. And so the most and I'm not going to tell anybody to not eat pumpkin pie and sweet potatoes with marshmallows and all the other stuff that people eat. The thing is to help and aid and assist the body in being able to digest this stuff. So the big thing that I talk about with my patients during this time of the year, right on through the first of the year, is digestive enzymes. And you know, I've always pushed Zypan. You know, it's made by Standard Process. It's a mixture of digestive enzymes that if you can take three or four of these after your Thanksgiving meal, you're not going to feel bloated. You're not going to feel tired. You may still want that tryptophan nap that the turkey's going to give you, or getting past that sugar ham. The idea at this time of the year is to assist the body in being able to digest everything you're going to be throwing at it. And so, and Zypan, you know, it's one of the earliest things Dr. Lee ever came out with. Back in the late 20s, early 30s.
Dr. Lee was the founder of Standard Process.
Right. And he came out with Zypan, and he pushed it as a digestive enzyme to assist and aid in the body's ability to digest the foods that we throw at it. And the FDA came down on him and said, you can't say that. You cannot say that these digestive enzymes are designed to aid and assist the body's digestive processes. At the same time, they allowed Camel cigarettes to come out and push Camel cigarettes as a digestive aid, even with doctors pushing and promoting Camel cigarettes to aid in digestion. So, you know, we don't want to get off on an FDA political
story. No, what I want to do is have you help people understand what they need to do to protect your back to the gut and why it's so important, the function of the gut, and what it is that you can do about overeating, over drinking, too much alcohol, things that are naturally occurring during
this weekend. We have patients who, you know, are going to be making their, eggnog Alexander, whatever, I forget what it's called, an eggnog with a good heavy dose of brandy in it. I have patients who tell me that even, you know, if they're going to a party and they know they're going to be drinking a little more alcohol than normal, if they just take the digestive aids, if they take Zypan, they find out they're able to handle the alcohol better. But on Thanksgiving Day, you know, some people will be drinking wine, a little champagne, perhaps some spiked eggnog with their meals or after their meals. Again, it's the same thing. We're throwing into the stomach something that is designed to have fats and proteins and carbohydrates come separately. We're going to throw them all in there at the same time, all together in one big mishmash inside the stomach, hoping the body's going to be able to process this. It can only do so with outside help in the form of some digestive enzymes, digestive aids. And that's why I always talk about Zypan. It's got hydrochloric acid and a whole bunch of other things added to it to help and assist the pepsin, the proteolytic enzymes coming out of the pancreas, help to assist the flow of bile, several other things to process the foods that come through. And it's probably one of the best sellers that we have inside of our own clinic. That and a couple other supportive things to the endocrine system.
Well, I've taken Zypan. I'm not making a commercial out of this either, but I find that if there are other products around that have the same ingredients, what do you recommend to people, just in general? What is the main ingredient there? They may be able
You're looking for something that has hydrochloric acid, lipase, amylase. The lipase will break down the fats. The amylase will break down the carbohydrates. The hydrochloric acid will break down the proteins. Those are the things you want to concentrate on.
All right. Good suggestions on how
this will avoid heartburn. This will stop your heartburn after a Thanksgiving meal.
All right, so there you go. I like that idea, and a lot of people will be wanting that as well. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day. Check out jackstockwell.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now 23 and change after the hour. Some of our videos of the day this week have been entertaining and helpful, so I thought we'd go back to one, the video that was earlier in the week featuring the Sir Douglas Quintet. And the reason that, and we have the music in there, the audio obviously isn't as good as the video, but the video of the day, it sort of underscores a place where I was back in the 60s. And I had a friend, for whatever the reason, this guy's name, George, is a friend of mine in Los Angeles. When I called him the other day, I referred to him as Sir George. And for some reason, into my mind came the Sir Douglas Quintet. So the video that we have up, posted at DougStephan.com, and the audio goes with it. Richie, have you found it? Mendocino? They had any number. Kenny, how many big hits? There's like 2 or 3 year thing for them where they had a number of, I think, 3 or 4 good albums. I'm trying to remember some of the songs. They all kind of sounded like this. Do you remember any more about them specifically?
Didn't they do She's About a Mover?
Yep, she did About a Mover,
that's,
yes.
That's the only one that I really remember.
Really? This one was big as well. Richie, crank this up with you a little bit. The reason that I wanted you to crank it up is because the electric organ was big at this time. Every song that was a hit had this, that what you're hearing. Is that is the electric organ, right?
No, yes, it is.
Yeah.
Right. The electric organ was big just before the synthesizer came into existence.
Right, yeah.
That took big over for a few years.
Mendocino is on there. Jennifer, how far up the coast is Mendocino?
It's almost towards San Francisco.
Yeah. They had come here.
You hit that just before.
English group, and they were taken by California, as most people are, until they lived there. It's beautiful to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there. All right, so that was one element from the video of the day box this week. Another one that's appropriate for this Thanksgiving week, William Shatner coming up with safety tips for people planning to deep fry their turkey. So the video is better, but the audio is good.
I love fried turkey, so join my Friars Club. But turkey and oil are a dangerous combination. So watch this video. I want your comments on it. I want to know how you plan to keep yourself, your family, and me safe from turkey fryer fires. Loved this piece of metal. But our relationship ended suddenly.
It started as a hunger. I want a moister, tastier turkey. I want a deep-fried turkey. Back then, everyone was doing it. Turkey fryers flew off the shelves left and right. When I laid my hands on that fryer, I didn't want to let go.
Pop. Thermometer. Dingle dangle? Okay. Hot oil. Wet frozen turkey. Push together, make steam. Pushing the hot oil over the top and igniting on the open flame. Don't do that.
I learned a great deal, but I was young and arrogant.
It's like 3 feet from his house.
Yeah. Blinded by my hunger, I ignored safety. Spat in the face of science. Turn off the flame. Damn it, Bill, that's too much oil. Where's the...
You can kind of see him. I mean, even though the visual is probably better, you check out the video of the day at DougStevin.com, but it's typical, the way his voice is, the inflection and stuff. You can just kind of imagine yourself there. The drama. Very cool.
Yeah, he's funny.
It is funny stuff. 28 after on Good Day.
Don't you feel great when you have a good time with friends? I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
Socialization is critical to the human being. We need to stay interacting with other people. We need to stay integrated with our community.
When we hang out and stay productive and engaged, our brains light up.
Loneliness and social isolation are bad for the brain because it doesn't provide us novel and complex stimulation.
And this can increase the risk of dementia. Dr. Paul Nussbaum is president of the Brain Health Center. He says maintaining an active network of new and old friends is important.
I'm a big one in talking about forgiveness within the family, because where there's blood, sometimes there's boiling. And, you know, getting back together with family members, maybe where there's a little bit of strain, because we want to build those loving networks that are very, very important.
Tomorrow, how exercise can improve brain health. For more advice, read Dr. Nussbaum's blog on AARP.org. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at AARP.org/radio.
Who said Black Friday was the only day you could save big? It's Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. All EasyClick floors are on sale, including laminates 20% off. Get up to $500 off any Bellawood pre-finished floor with a coupon. Plus, take 20% off power tools and save on other great gifts. And get special extended financing. Save big every day of the week at our Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Hurry, sale's going on now. Get to your local store or lumberliquidators.com before these deals get away.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding. The year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day, and with 97% customers...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Day program. We're celebrating Thanksgiving 2013. The other night, Jay Leno described the first Thanksgiving as a meal of thanks between the undocumented pilgrims and the native Indian tribes. Unfortunately, the undocumented pilgrims refused to leave. Therefore, we have what we have here. Rachel McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. We're thankful that his health is improving, and that's a good thing. Ken Kessler, I'm thankful for you and all the work that you do. Jennifer Horn, thankful for your beautiful attitude. And Roberta, I'm just thankful for you. What
Aww.
Else?
She's a treat.
I see as a trick or a treat.
Aww.
Aww. So, Richie was following a story. This is pretty incredible, actually. This lady named Marion Stokes, who did something that I'm guessing not many other people, if any other. The story is at DougStefan.com, Richie, if you want to underscore it.
Well, I thought it was so interesting. Apparently she passed away, and her kids were trying to figure out what to do with all of the leftover stuff from her hobby. Her hobby was she was a news junkie, and she would watch and tape every single cable news channel all day. Every day. So when she passed away, they found that she had 140,000 VHS tapes in her house with 35 years of TV news on them. They said that she would tape, have two TVs in the same room at the same time and could pay attention to both programs at the same time. They said that when she walked down the hall, there would be other TVs in other rooms, and all of them had VCRs rolling on them at the same time. What doesn't get answered in this article is how she watched back the tapes, because she was constantly watching the new VCRs.
She probably didn't watch them
back. She probably didn't.
She probably didn't. So apparently MSNBC, Fox, CNN, CNBC, and C-SPAN were being recorded around the clock. The cool thing is that they're going to take all these tapes and they're going to ship them to a college in California and have them all digitized.
cool.
Cool. Okay, so I have to tell you guys, I'm laughing at this story with the little tear in my eye. And seriously, this makes me cry a little because my grandfather, Bunky, my dad's dad, used to tape, and he wasn't as insane as this lady, but he would tape every Charlie Rose and every Larry King that was ever on. And that was one of the things we had to figure out how to get rid of when he died, because he had, I mean, boxes and boxes every night of every Charlie Rose and every Larry King. And eventually we just ended up tossing them. But this lady makes me sad. She made me think of my Bunky.
Roger McDonald,
never rewatched him ever, by the way.
Who's the librarian at the Internet Archive, which is where all of these will be digitized. It's a nonprofit organization dedicated to building a free Internet library of information. He calls her a hero. For somebody to be able to archive history like that and leave it behind.
And she probably cataloged it. I mean, my grandfather cataloged his, like every topic and every, you know, probably a great resource for somebody.
Looking at a picture of some of the boxes, and they look like they're in accounting boxes, and, you know, it looks like they have something written on the end. So I would imagine there's someone, cataloged. Wow.
Very
interesting.
Just what people do with their lives, what people think is important. Mm-hmm. It just shows the variety of people who are very.
Let me ask you this:
into certain things, some people think this is important. Some people, what are you doing this for? They're asking us what.
Right. Do you think that that her neighbors were like, that's the weird lady who never comes out of her house and just watches the news all day?
Yep, could be.
But coming, did it matter at the end of the day? No.
At the end of the day, it's a cool gift she left behind.
Speaking of gifts, we have this Mom Knows Best tip giveaway. Thanks to our friends at Exergen, we are inviting you to post on Facebook and Twitter what you know best about health. In other words, things that have worked for you. We did this last year and had great success with it. So what we're going to do again this year is have you go online to, you don't go online, you don't have to go to DougStephan.com, just go to Facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter and post some of the tips that you have used. Maybe you were your grandmother passed them down to your mother, and your mother passed them on to you. Fathers don't get enough credit here. Maybe there's something from your father, something that you learned at work, whatever it is. So every week we're going to give away blankets and thermometers from Exergen for the best tip. Ken's going to go through some of the tips that are already posted there. Plus, we have a conversation about how to deal with a potentially awkward situation at holiday dinner. That's coming up here on Good Day.
Hey, neighbor, do you have holiday lights? I'm going big and bright this year.
Of course. In fact, stop by this weekend. We have a great deal. Get 300-count lights for less than 3 cents a twinkle.
300?
Yeah.
I'm going to need a bigger house.
No, just more Staples.
You have Staples?
Yes.
Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. Stop by at participating stores Friday, November 29th through Sunday, December 1st for the after Thanksgiving event. Get 300-count mini or icicle lights for just $7.99 while supplies last.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware tools.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
Eating well and maintaining a healthy lifestyle during the holiday season can at times be difficult. This is especially true if you're traveling or having a tough time keeping your daily routine. As a result, some people end up experiencing digestive problems, such as occasional constipation. Here are some steps you can take to help stay regular. First, drink sufficient fluids. Staying hydrated with water or unsweetened juices can help you to maintain regularity. Second, try to eat as close to your normal meal times as possible, and you can include a moderate exercise plan into your activities each day.
Be sure to check with your doctor before starting any exercise regimen. If these tips don't help and you still become constipated, try Senecot tablets. Senecot contains a natural vegetable laxative ingredient and provides gentle overnight relief from occasional constipation. Use only as directed. For more information and special offers, go to www.senecot.com. That's www.senecot.com.
Who said Black Friday was the only day you could save big? It's Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. All EasyClick floors are on sale, including laminates 20% off. Get up to $500 off any Bellawood pre-finished floor with a coupon. Plus, take 20% off power tools and save on other great gifts. And get special extended financing. Save big every day of the week at our Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Hurry, sale's going on now. Get to your local store or lumberliquidators.com before these deals get away.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
This Black Friday, nobody's busting out the doorbusters like Sears. Starting 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday, you can save 40% or more on appliance superbuys on great brands like Kenmore. Plus, use your Sears card and get 10% in points to spend on anything in the store. Sears doorbusters start 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday. Don't miss Black Friday at Sears.
10% in points on first $1,000 spent and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 131.14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Email to Doug at DougStefan.com or Jennifer at DougStefan.com or Ken at DougStefan.com or Rich at DougStefan.com or Roberta at DougStefan.com.
I see a pattern here, sir.
There is. I got somebody sent me an idea for having fun with children. Here's an idea for those of you who are looking for a constructive way for your children to engage themselves for Thanksgiving. How about this for an idea?
Okay.
The children are watching the Macy's Day Parade. You give them a stack of paper, legal-sized paper, plain paper. Give them the list of people who are coming for Thanksgiving dinner and a set of colored markers. And what they do is they make placemats for the dinner table as a result of looking at the floats, coming up with ideas, the name, put the name of the float, and then you put them on the table as place markings. And this is good because children love to. Isn't that a good idea?
I will have my kids do this.
All right, so there you go. All right. Now, speaking of tips, Ken Kessler is monitoring on our Facebook.com/Good Day Show the Exogen Mom Knows Best tips. We have a number of them, and you can certainly add to the list. What happens here is that we are going to give away, is this every day, every week, Richie? What are we doing for
every day for a few weeks.
Every day we're going to give away
actually blankets for the rest of the year.
Okay. Exogen blankets and their Exogen thermometers. So what happens here is we ask you to come up with tips to help keep your family happy and healthy. So if you've got a good one that you've used and you're sure that it works, especially if there's some kind of cold or flu that you've worked through and you want to help other people maybe keep from getting the flu or how to deal with it, best tips are going to be eligible for the blankets and the thermometers from Exogen. So, Kenny, what examples do you have? Maybe you can pick a winner because between you and Richie, we ought to come up with something that's cool, and we'll give them something that's cool.
Okay. Jay says, try to get outdoors as much as possible. Exercise will help your body stay strong.
Absolutely.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. What else?
Char says, remember that weather doesn't make you sick. Germs do.
Correct.
Diligent hand washing. No unnecessary touching of public objects and a healthy diet.
So then you should keep, well, I was going to make a Conrad Murray joke. I guess I best not keep going.
Marie says, eat healthy and don't overdo the hand sanitizer.
I think that is more correct.
That's true, yeah.
People overdo
and
it.
And Wendy has a ton of advice. She says, sleep, exercise, balanced diet, vitamins, wash your hands, cover your mouth when you sneeze, and stay home when you're sick. And don't forget your daily dose of Doug Stefan and the Good Day Crew.
All right. That takes care of that. Oh, wait a minute. No, it doesn't. Not quite. No. All right. That's enough. So, what else do we have, Kenny? Is that not enough? You want to lay a few more on us?
We've got more. Juliana says, three simple things daily, an apple each morning, drink lots of water all day, cod liver oil at night.
Very good. That's great. Yep. Norwegian, by the way, Norwegian cod liver oil is better for whatever the reason than regular cod liver oil, if that helps, it makes a difference.
Really?
Yep.
Why is that?
I haven't the slightest idea that fish are colder or the oil is better.
It just sounded right.
No, I just don't. I researched it a number of years ago, and I know because cod liver oil is something that I have as a staple, and I give it to Charlotte as well. But I don't remember why I chose Norwegian, but I know that it came from some information.
The Irish was all sold out. The Russian tasted too much like vodka.
That must have been what it was, Richie. Yes, exactly. All right, Kenny, you got any more? You two guys listening to this so we can pick a winner?
Yeah, we got to save some winners for, you know, next week. And so don't use them all up. I mean,
no, okay. I'm just going to pick one out of this group and give them the prize. You said we're supposed to do it every day. So I'm happy to have you guys pick one of the winners. And we'll send them the Exogen blankets and thermometers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And Exogen has you.
I've already got my winner.
Have you?
As soon as I heard it, I liked it.
Was what?
The one who said start. Yes. The one who said start the day with eating an apple.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with the one who said listen to Good Day?
It may have been the same one.
We can be bought. That's the lesson here.
Right? Yeah. We can be had. Yeah. All right, so Richie likes the apple one. Anybody else got any opinions? Or we give it to the person who came up.
I like the apple and lots of
apple. Yeah, I like the apple too.
Apple cider, apple juice, lots of apples.
Yeah, and don't use too much hand sanitizer.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
Okay.
That one's still in the running. Maybe that one can win tomorrow.
Yep. All right. So we have one winner today, another one tomorrow. Exogen blankets and thermometers. The Exogen folks have you covered. So what we want you to do, the Mom Knows Best tips, you're invited to post your best health tip for the cold and flu season, for the winter season, at Doug Steffen. No, you didn't send them to Doug Steffen. At facebook.com/Good Day Show. That's the best place to go. If they send them to us on the website, I'm only going to get them. This is universal if they go to the Facebook page, Kenny, right? Makes more sense to do it that way.
Right.
All right. So that's that. And I think we have everybody covered in that department. I promised something else here, but I honestly... Oh, I know what it was. I want you to think about this for a second. Now, maybe we spend a minute on it now. How do you deal with awkward situations at the holiday dinner table? Earlier on, I was giving people advice about what not to do, who to toast, and what not to do at Thanksgiving so that you get away from some of the naggy... noodly stuff that happens at Thanksgiving dinner when people are together and they have too much to drink. That isn't the solution, Richie. You want to stay away from drink because oftentimes the drinking gets people into a place where they start talking and then they're embarrassed or they...
That's what I've been doing wrong all these years.
Yeah, that must be it.
Now you tell me.
All right, have you had... Roberta, what was the most remarkably memorable, uncomfortable moment at a holiday dinner, Thanksgiving dinner? For you.
I don't think we've ever had one in our family.
Really?
Come on.
No, honestly.
I've got a great one.
What?
No, honestly.
My cousin had passed away. My cousin's husband had passed away. My dad set a place for him at the table by mistake.
With a nameplate and everything.
No, just an extra chair. And then it was like, oh.
That's awesome.
It wasn't that long ago.
Just knowing it was your dad.
Right. All right, congratulations.
We didn't mean to.
No.
But you could turn that one around, you know, in memoriam.
We just miscounted.
Yeah,
right.
No, I would have just said I wanted to have a place for her there, even though she's not here, we miss her.
Yeah, we did that for my dad the first year he wasn't there for Christmas dinner. Here's an empty chair.
Yeah.
Sit down, Dad.
Makes sense.
Chow down.
Okay, let's see. Richie, embarrassments for you at Thanksgiving?
You know me. I've always got a couple of beers in me. There's always going to be something I say
that
comes back. Right.
Shut your mouth.
I talk too much and I drink too much and it's all fun and then...
Congratulations. Great example for your children. All right, Kenny, what about you?
Why not?
I remember a Thanksgiving when I had just gotten engaged to my ex. And my my mom was very nervous about making sure everything was right. And she said a series of really stupid things. The worst was when my ex was talking and talking about her family, and she had a younger sibling who was a lot younger. She had a sibling a year younger and a year older, and then one that was like 15 years younger, and my mom said, "Oh, a happy mistake."
Oh. Love it.
There you go.
Turkey got a gobble, got a gobble, got a gobble. Got a gobble turkey on the holidays. When ham gets jealous, saying, go ahead and gobble. You can't beat my honey glaze. Every single year that you have a
happy Thanksgiving from the Doug Steffen Good Day crew to you and your family. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
On holidays, I'd be the man. Turkey got a gobble, got a gobble, got a gobble. Turkey said, ham, you've had your chance. Turkey said, yeah, I love my dressing. You should have asked cranberry sauce to dance. Turkey got a gobble, got a gobble, got a gobble, got a gobble.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Bee Gees, can you believe that Saturday Night Fever was the number one item at the box office this week in 1977? And this song was number one. Bee Gees and Staying Alive brings back great, great, great memories. I didn't remember this was a Thanksgiving movie, but that's not important. I just remember Vinny going down the street in that white leisure suit.
And a few paint cans.
Ah, my God. What a great movie. How many different scenes could you remember from this movie? Look at him then and look at him now.
There's a difference.
He was here in town, in my hometown the other day, shooting scenes from a movie. Vince Vaughn was here, and then John Travolta was here. And the pictures you see of him, he just looks weird.
You know, Travolta is an interesting life
character.
He was dead.
Yeah.
Like, off the scene.
What do you mean he was dead?
To the Hollywood market until Quentin Tarantino. And
Pulp Fiction.
In Pulp Fiction. Mm. And then all of a sudden he was the hottest thing, and he's stayed hot for, what, 20 years now?
Yeah. Playing some really nasty characters along with some interesting characters. He does have a broad spectrum and appeal because he's been able to take his craft and use it so that he wasn't typecast, really. And that could
Rich hit it right on the nail right on the head. I mean, his career was in big, big trouble. And then he got the role in Pulp Fiction, and then, you know, Tarantino.
It was over.
This is resurgence.
Revitalized him, and he's made a ton of money in the last 20 years getting big paycheck after big paycheck, and that it really is owed to Tarantino and Pulp Fiction.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good to know. Chuck Curry is our movie man. He's here with the movie news. We're going to have a quiz from a movie. Actually, the outtakes here are from the number one movie during this week in 2001. Kind of a strange flick. But we'll see how well you do with it, as we want to bring you a swell Thanksgiving prize. 888-302-3684. If you can identify this movie, we'll start with this first clip.
Thank you for curing me of my ridiculous obsession with love.
I should know this.
I don't know whether you should or shouldn't. Let's see who else knows it. More importantly, the audience. 888-302-DOUG. If you can identify this movie and have number one before a lot of new listeners, so we give new opportunities for a swell prize. If you can figure out the movie, help yourself to 888-302-3684. Here's the next clue.
Of all things, I believe in love. Love is like oxygen. Love is a many splendid thing. Love lifts us up where we belong. All you need is love.
Let's see if we get the music there. 888-302-3684. Everybody got it?
Yeah.
I got it.
Jennifer, you
don't.
Got it?
No.
Roberta? Roberta hasn't got it. Next clue. Last clue.
The magical sitar player falls from the roof and says, "The greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return."
That fake Scottish accent is pretty much the giveaway, and now you got to just pick out which movie it is.
Play that kind of game.
I think I have it.
The magical sitar player falls from the roof and says, "The greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return."
Although I never saw this movie, and it kind of tanked, didn't it, Chucker? For him.
I'm thinking of a different film. It's Initials M.R. or my.
Yep. Yeah. No. Yeah. They are. Yes.
Okay. No, right. That movie did well.
All right. So let's get some movie news before we run ourselves out of time here, Chucker.
All right, Doug. After a few directors, including Ben Affleck, have passed on directing the big screen version of Stephen King's epic novel The Stand, Warner Brothers reportedly targeting Captain Phillips director Paul Greengrass to helm the film. He's a good director. He did the Jason Bourne movies. Now, The Stand was made into a TV miniseries, I believe, in the 1990s with Gary Sinise and Rob Lowe. I thought it was terrific. I'm interested to see what they do with a big screen feature. And one other bit of news, though, the big screen version of Kojak, starring Vin Diesel, starts filming in 2014 for a 2015 release. To me, there's only one Kojak. His name is Telly Savalas. So we'll see how Vin Diesel.
Not likely he'll be showing up for this.
That'll be interesting.
Is the only requirement
it will.
Called?
Apparently.
I guess he has no hair, so they said, "Hey, you want to play Kojak?" But he's right. Pretty good anyway.
Yeah, but there's no cultural fiber or intellect to him. He's just kind of a guy that shows up like a piece of meat for a role. That's the way I see it.
And they sell a lot of tickets to this.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, he'll bring people in. He does some weird stuff. Movies on this date. The Crucible opened up on this date, 1996. Daniel Day-Lewis, Winona Ryder. Remember that one, Chucker?
Yeah, it was okay.
DJ in Lake Havasu City. What's the name of the movie?
Moulin Rouge.
Moulin Rouge.
Wow, I was wrong. I was thinking it was a Mike Myers movie.
Yeah, good for you, Richie.
I played the Indian love
nice
guy.
Nice job. All right, sir, you get the prize. Hold on just a second. Happy Thanksgiving.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.